Formed in 1986 in Boston, Massachusetts, Pixies are one of the best and most influential bands ever. If your band isn't influenced by Pixies, then odds are that the bands that influenced your band were. I don't have time to elaborate, because Pixies have announced a 2025 Australian tour, which will see these alt-rock legends play two consecutive nights in Sydney. And Joey Santiago from Pixies joins us now on 2SER Breakfast Morning. Joey, how are you going?
Hey, Danny, how are you?
Very well, thank you. This is very exciting stuff. So what's the format that you're going to be doing when you're playing these live shows?
Okay, so the first night's going to be Bossa Nova and Triple Monde. And the second night is just going to, it will be a general set. And we're going to be playing a lot from our new album, The Night Zombies Came.
How is it sort of revisiting like Bossa Nova and Triple Monde?
A lot of muscle memory had to be, as you know, the guitar, you could hit one note, the same note in different spots. So took me a while to find those spots for some. Some it made sense, but so that's a challenge. And, just discovering how wacky the songs were.
They were indeed wacky. Yeah. It must be a really cool thing, like you're on the cusp of celebrating 40 years of the band. And obviously one of the things there, as noted in the introduction, is just how influential and important the band is. Are you continually blown away by sort of people coming up to you and letting you know how important your music's meant to them?
Yeah, it means a lot, you know. I'm humbled by it, really. Okay. Just because... we're one of those bands now, aren't we? You know, like the other bands have done to us.
Yeah.
The Velvet Underground, the Beatles, and all these other great bands from the past, too. So it's like we're part of history.
You are indeed. And so you met there at the University of Massachusetts. I'm assuming the university has come to its senses, has realized this, and that you are you delivering any of the sort of commencement speeches there at the university?
Well, if they ever give me a doc, the doctorate.
Oh yeah, the honorary degree.
I will change my name to Dr. Santiago.
Have they not given you an honorary doctorate yet? Because what happened?
No, they haven't. No, I don't know. I don't know if they ever will. You know, But it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm just kidding around there. But yeah.
Because I can make this happen. I know people in high places, Joey, and I'd be happy to do it. If this would turn out to be an appointment with Dr. Santiago, then I could die a happy person.
You're going to be shocked, Danny, if you ever see me, if you broke your toe and I walked in the room. I don't know how you're going to react to that. I would run away, actually, if I were you.
I'm not saying he can like do a tracheotomy thing or anything, but he can restring your guitar for you, no worries. Yeah. Are there any of the songs off the albums that you're playing where you're sort of like, geez, I forgot we even wrote this?
It's not that I forgot. It's I can't believe we're playing this. Triple Monde ends almost like in a weird way. It ends with Navajo No.
Yeah.
Which is very weird. Just after that song, it's just like, oh, it ended, you know? Sounded like it just ended with a comma, the whole thing.
Are there favorites of yours amongst the Pixies catalog that you really enjoy playing live?
It changes night to night, you know. I do enjoy playing Dead.
Hmm.
And a lot of the new songs, just because it's just... new to me still.
Yeah.
Fresh. I still like playing Mercy Me, Chicken. You know, those two songs in particular I like performing those on from the Zombies record. Yeah.
Yeah, The Night the Zombies Came, your most recent record, one from 2024. I wouldn't be doing my duty if I wasn't asking the question. With a tour like this in your downtime, are you there writing new songs? Is there the potential, the possibility for more new music on the horizon?
Yeah, there is. I mean, we have demoed some songs already.
Okay.
So we'll see if they make the cut. But, you know, we're in the process of, we started the process of a new record. But, yeah, we do have plans to do that.
Excellent. And obviously, Tourism Australia has put me in the position where I need to ask the question, what are the things you're looking forward to doing while you're here in Australia playing all these awesome shows?
Oh, you know, I just walk around. I just like look at, you know, I wear my feet out over there just walking, and you know, it's just beautiful walks, just doing that stuff.
And you've picked an awesome time of year to be here as well. Things are going to be heating up. And also playing at the Horden Pavilion, one of the most storied venues that we have. There's been so many awesome legends to tread that stage, and so great that that legacy will continue when the Pixies hit that stage there.
Yeah. I don't think we played there. Have we played there? I don't know if we played there.
I mean, do you even know how many live shows you've performed at this stage?
Nope.
Dr. Joey Santiago from Pixies, thank you for your time. I really appreciate you joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. Once again, tickets are available now for Pixies on at the Horden, 13th and 14th of November. Going to be a couple of absolutely fantastic nights, playing all the classics, playing those great albums, Bossa Nova and Troplemon, in their entirety, as well as select cuts from across the catalogue, and of course the latest album, The Night the Zombies Came. I really appreciate your time. Chopping it up with legends. My job is awesome. I hope your job's awesome too, Joey.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.